USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Republicans held their first hearing in the Biden impeachment inquiry today. They're probing alleged improper gains from Hunter Biden's foreign dealings during his father's time as vice president.
Joe Biden lied to the American people that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. He lied by telling the American people that there was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life.
Chair James Comer accuses Biden of exploiting his office for family profit, but Democrat Jamie Raskin of Maryland dismisses it as a discredited claim. During a speech in Arizona commemorating the late Senator John McCain today, President Biden criticized Donald Trump, calling him a danger to democracy.
This president is above the law, no limits on power. Trump says the Constitution gave him, quote, the right to do whatever he wants as president.
Biden asserted that Trump operates on a platform of revenge and spite rather than upholding the Constitution. He cautioned against the MAGA movement, stating it doesn't align with democratic values and poses a threat. Some heated moments today on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding a government shutdown. Gaetz questioned McCarthy about alleged payments to conservative influencers criticizing him on social media, a claim McCarthy denies. Gaetz and other conservatives are urging McCarthy to incorporate substantial spending cuts into any government funding bill. Friday, we will know whether the United Auto Workers plan to escalate their strike against the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain is set to make an announcement Friday morning. Last Friday, Fain included 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts plants in the strike. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges. In a private lunch with Senate Democrats today, Menendez said he plans to stay in the Senate, but didn't say whether he'd run for re-election. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
A recent study in the Journal of Adolescent Health reveals that teenagers with parents who regularly consume alcohol are four times more likely to engage in drinking themselves. Dr. Marissa Esser, senior author of the study and leader of the CDC's alcohol program, emphasized that the research underscores how binge drinking not only poses risks to the individual, but also heightens the likelihood of their teenagers consuming alcohol. Starting next year, fast food workers in California will receive a minimum wage of $20 per hour. That's thanks to a bill signed into law today by Governor Gavin Newsom.
We recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing. And that's an important point because we're not just about growth. This state's about inclusion. And that's the foundational principle we're advancing here today.
Come April 1st, this increase will establish one of the highest minimum wages for fast food workers in the United States. Michael Gambon, who was known to many for his portrayal of Hogwarts headmaster Albus Dumbledore in the Harry Potter films, has died, according to his publicist. He was an actor in 6 of the 8 films, and he was 82 years old. A statement by his family, issued by his publicist, said he died following a bout of pneumonia. Born in Ireland on October 19, 1940, he was raised in London and originally trained as an engineer, following in the footsteps of his father. The Powerball jackpot nearing the billion-dollar mark once again. With no winner in last night's drawing, Saturday's top prize is estimated at $925 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.